Explain to the people who still don't understand why West Point made that connection with Eaton High School.
Yeah, I think it was about 57 when the high school got so small that they didn't have enough students really to keep it open. I think the last graduating class was like 6 or 7 seniors. And at that time, there were community schools, you know, I guess Vine Grove and Glendale and all the others. And Elizabethtown was the logical choice. I think they had the room to accept those students. And they made that move in 57, been there ever since.
Well, it's been good for everybody.
Yeah, it has been.
I just commend. I appreciate you sharing that. But let's get right to some economic development. First of all, we won't get political, but it looks like the new administration, they've talked a lot about economic development. That's got to perk your heartstrings up a little bit there.
Yeah, I think the emphasis will continue with the new administration as it did during the Patton administration on economic development. We were went through some very good years here locally with you know, seeing projects come. Of course, when I began the job in 2001, just about the time that things started to fall off with the economy. But Governor Fletcher seems to have an emphasis. I know I've talked with Secretary Strong with the Economic Development Cabinet, and he doesn't see us skipping a beat. So I think things look rosy for the future of the state and Hardin County in particular.
We almost lost Strong there, and then he reconsidered, and that probably makes you happy, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think I feel very fortunate that when I started the job again, under Gene Smith, who I took over from, Gene showed me the ropes and taught me a lot of things. And then after Gene left in June, that was just about the time that the Hyundai project began. So I got an education over that next 10 or 12 months, and was in constant communication with Commissioner Nivolio and Secretary Strong almost daily. So we became very close. And yeah, I am pleased with that Gene is going to stay, because we are close and through that project. So I feel fortunate. I think that's good for our area that we have that rapport with that group.
Well, Patton did a lot of good. You know, some people don't want to admit that, but I think historians will point that out. You know, and of course we all know that the last year of his administration was tainted by scandal and everything. But really, one of the last big projects he was able to push through with his own political clout was the gathering and buying and so on of this 1,500 acres just south of Glendale. And that's a major site, isn't it, Rick?
It's the largest single site in Kentucky, and one of the largest single sites in the United States. It's at the head of the list in Kentucky as far as, you know, major sites for a single large industrial group, and it is one of the best sites in the eastern United States for sure. So it's Governor Patton was determined to put that together so that we didn't get caught in that situation again. Hardin County was very fortunate to basically get 1,550 acres to bring a large industrial customer in at really no expense.
Bring us up to date on where we are with that site.
Well, you know, again, the site was purchased, combined. We have been in process of doing the things that are necessary to begin to prepare it for an industrial customer. We have removed some structures. We've removed some timber. We've done some land clearing. Some of the things we leased the crops to generate some income so that we could fund those projects. We have rented some houses that are on the fringe of it again to generate some income to do some projects. Some of the major things we're doing are we're closing some water wells. We've removed some underground storage tanks. We have just completed working with a contractor to do a wetlands mitigation study or wetlands delineation study.
What does that mean for light?
They actually check the site for and identify areas of possible wetlands, and then the Corps of Engineers reviews that plan, and you have to if there are wetlands that have to be moved or relocated, they'll tell you when and how you need to do that.
Have you found any Native American bones or anything like
that? No, but that's part of the study that they do. You know, they'll do all of that, and that's kind of the next phase of all of that. You know, we did move a small cemetery on the site. There was an old abandoned water well and some gas wells that were never really used that are in the process of being shut down, and you know, those kinds of things, so that when a client shows up, that all of that documentation is there. We've completed a phase one and core drillings, and you know, all of those things that a client would want. And you know, if somebody shows up, it's already there, and they don't have to have that done.
Explain to us, because it's been a while since this was all over everybody's news, including ours, the local newspaper, the Courier Journal, probably Alabama and everywhere, but why that is such a good site. You have railroad tracks on one side and the interstate on the other, is that right?
Well, it's I think one of the things is it's on the interstate, and with its own entry and exit ramps, which was part of the package for Hyundai. Excuse me.
They're not there now, but they will be.
That would be part of the plan. Okay. That was part of the plan, and I think that's something that would happen, because as anybody that's familiar with that area, and especially those people in Glendale, know that 222 can't stand any more traffic. So that would have to be part of a package, that it sort of a signature entrance possibly would be built further south of the property to serve it.
So the local road that would connect out to the interstate goes by the Gilead Baptist Church and the Glendale Children's Home and so
yes.
on. What is that?
That's Gilead Church Road.
Okay.
And, you know, the ramps would be in some fashion in that area somewhere. And then, you know, the original plan was to four-lane Gilead Church Road to bring it up to serve the site. And, you know, that would have to be part of the plan to alleviate any traffic problems.
So another major interstate ramping and everything couldn't hurt Glendale, Sonora, and Upton, could it?
I mean, no, I don't think so. And I think that there have been some discussions, even maybe in fiscal court and at some of the public meetings that the Planning Commission has held with the residents of Glendale about, you know, how best to alleviate traffic problem, major traffic problems for Glendale, if a large manufacturer were to locate there with, you know, a large number of workers, and how they could best serve that area. And that's something that would be very important, is to make it user friendly for the workers to come and go from the plant without, you know, adversely affecting the community of Glendale.
Rick, this is a loaded question, but can Glendale, the little community we know now as Glendale, that little strip where you have the depot and you have the whistle stop and you have your little craft shops and everything, could that still maintain a semblance of what it is and still have a very large factory just a few miles to the south?
I personally think it can, and I think the reason that it can is because of the way that the infrastructure would be designed. I think the ramp being south of 222 is a big thing, and maybe some bypass roads to the south. But I think the biggest thing is the site itself being 1,500 acres. You know, 1,500 acres that's a lot of ground, and depending on where you locate something, you know, it's possible that, you know, you may not ever see or really understand what goes on in the middle of that property from what we call downtown Glendale. So, you know, I would think that it could be done without too much trouble.
I used to go to church with the late T.J. Pat Patterson, and I appreciated him as a church person, a community person, a person that you know gave a lot of advice to Elizabethtown City Government for a lot of years, just quite a resource. You have, 300-plus acres, 215 of them, that are called the T.J. Patterson Industrial Site. Tell us about it.
Well, the T.J. Patterson Industrial Park was, of course, named for T.J. several years ago, and that was originally purchased around 300 acres several years ago, the Gabbard Farm, and that's where UPS Supply Chain Solutions is located. We just recently acquired an additional 215 acres of ground that fronts U.S. 62, and it connects to the T.J. Patterson Park, and we've got a 300-acre lot now that is completely served with utilities, fiber optic communications, and I am as excited about that 300-acre lot as I am Glendale. That's a more short-term site that is really exciting. When this economy breaks loose and the manufacturing sector starts to move, I think that's a real bright spot for the community.
I saw you quoted in the Courier Journal business section a few weeks ago, able to brag about some new jobs that had come into Elizabethtown. What was that all about?
Well, and that was, I think the Courier Journal reporter caught up with that through, I don't know how, but we've had some down news over the past year with losing a couple of factories, but the bright spot of our economy has been our existing manufacturers. Dana has added personnel. Summit Polymers, who a lot of people probably may not even know exist, they do injection molding dash and door panel parts for Ford Motor Company. They've got new business. They've almost doubled their employment over the past year. Ambrake and AP Techniglass have added employees. So our existing people have absorbed a lot of jobs and hired a lot of people over the past year. And, you know, I think that says something for what the foundation has tried to do as far as, you know, building a group of strong, you know, industrial customers that continue to do well in an economy that's been a little bit down over the past year. So it's been a bright year.
By the way, Joe Prather, we all know Joe Prather, former head of the Kentucky Senate. He is the chairman of the Elizabethtown Hardin County Industrial Foundation Board. The vice chairman is Don Williams. The secretary is Carl Swope. The treasurer is Don Whalen. Judge Barry is on that board. Mayor Wilmoth is on that board, and other community leaders we don't have time to mention. But, Rick, you work closely with those people, don't you?
Yeah, it's absolutely the greatest group of people I've ever had the opportunity to work with. They just, you know, everybody has the community at heart, and, you know, the one mission is to create jobs, and it's been a real pleasure for me to work with them.
Rick, our time is moving along. I've sort of rapid-fired at you, and Rick is such a good interview. It hadn't bothered him at all, but I was just trying to cover a number of subjects with about 2.5-3 minutes that we've got to go. Also, people that you work closely with, and Elizabethtown was ahead of the curve on this, and that is working with Elizabethtown Community College and the technical school there. Tell us that relationship.
Well, you know, the community, Elizabethtown Community and Technical College, which that's the new name now that's been changed, that has been such a huge economic development asset for us because of our the Elizabethtown Industrial Foundation Training Consortium that operates basically out of the technical college. And manufacturing firms that come into the community, one of the top things that they look for is training, and we've just had an excellent relationship with the technical college over the years, and it's a big plus with our post-secondary regional center over there, and the computer labs that we've got, and all of the training facilities that are just so important. That's one of the bright spots, especially when we bring people in to look at the community that are thinking of locating here. That's something that we want to make sure that they see, because it is a big plus for us.
Well, that was a patent thing again, and that was controversial. You know, ECC and some of these other community colleges had been affiliated with the Big Blue UK for so many years, and it was not a popular thing. And I've got to say that I was over there when Patton came over there and looked everybody right in the eye and said, I know that I'm unpopular for doing this, but believe me, it's gonna be good for the state. Do you think it's been good?
Well, I think it's been a difficult transition. But I think when it's all said and done, and we've been, and that's one of the things we have watched, the foundation has watched very closely that combination of those two schools, and have made sure that the technical side of that equation has not faltered any, and that's what we'll continue to watch, because that's the community college is extremely important to us, but the technical side is what the industry's are really interested in. So we're watching it, and I think it's been a good transition. I think it'll work okay.
Rick, finally got 1 minute. Bring us an update on UPS. They do things, and they don't come down here and, you know, hold news conferences, but I know they're doing some things. What are they doing?
Well, UPS, of course, got off to a slow start because of the dot-com problem, but they ran it capacity during the Christmas holidays. I know they were up in the 200s employee-wise. A lot of cars in the parking lot. The building down there right now is almost completely full. And there's been some rumbling. I haven't heard anything directly, but I know there's been some talk of some possible expansion. I think they're close to full in Louisville, and they're close to full here. So, you know, I'm in hopes that maybe we see something out of them in the next year, maybe looking about doing something as far as expansion. I hope. We'll just have to wait and see.
Rick Games has come in here on a snowy day. We appreciate it, Rick, and you be sure to call us now if some big plant locates near Glendale. All
I'll
right.
Let you know.
All right. Rick Games, very much involved in the industrial effort here in Elizabethtown and Hardin County and in this region. That is Heart of the Matter. You have a real good Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday.
You've been listening to Heart of the Matter, a weekly community affairs program produced by WIEL.